Welcome to Bruderhof Radio, a bi-monthly program broadening the bounds of discourse on progressive thought and progressive action. I'm your host, Andrew Zimmerman.
Can you imagine waking up every day, you cannot read, and you have to go out to the fields and work from the time you can see to the time you cannot see, and they did not give up hope that one day they knew they'd be free? And I say to you that I have not given up hope that one day we too shall be free.
On March 8, 1908, 15,000 textile workers took to the streets of New York demanding shorter working hours, better pay, voting rights, and an end to child labor practices. One year later, on February 28, the Socialist Party of America honored the strike by declaring a National Women's Day. The idea was expanded the following year to include the struggles of women worldwide, and on March 19, 1911, the first ever International Women's Day was celebrated across Europe. Since then, the United Nations